All right, I'm keeping my lighting half dark for this video because we're about to enter the dark, twisted mind of neoconservative boomer Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham just went on Fox News and essentially admitted that he is okay with thousands of U.S. soldiers dying to secure the Strait of Hormuz and in order to eliminate the Iranian regime. This is the largest warmonger in America right now, going on Fox News every single day, frothing at the mouth for more troops to die because he's basically like Holden Bloodfeast. Have you guys seen the Holden Bloodfeast meme? This is viral because it says, Holden Bloodfeast, Republican, Iowa. 118 years old. Please, God, just let us nuke Iran. Nothing else matters. I'll do anything. Please. I just want to see burning flesh one last time before I die. And at the bottom, it says, respectable bipartisan. For a while, this was like the average conservative politician in America. And Lindsey Graham still embodies this neoconservative fervor that the Trump administration seems to be going with. Think about it. The past month has been a neoconservative's wet dream. We've seen the removal of Maduro, that was about 2 months ago, from Venezuela. We've seen the United States and Israel start another endless war in the Middle East. Now we're threatening Cuba, throw in some threats towards Greenland and Canada there, and every neoconservative is loving this. This is Lindsey Graham's literal wet dream. Now, I want to point out that in this clip I'm about to play, Lindsey Graham tries to compare the invasion of Karg Island, which is something that Trump has floated. It's an island right off the coast of Iran that allows them to secure and control the Strait of Hormuz. Lindsey Graham tries to compare this potential operation, which he is advocating for, with the invasion of Iwo Jima, the island off of the coast of Japan, in World War II. Now, I'm not quite sure this is the comparison you want to make, considering Iwo Jima cost 6,800 U.S. lives. Considering the invasion of Iwo Jima cost 26,000 U.S. casualties, which means you got hurt in some way. Japan had tunnels. They had bunkers. They fought nearly to the last man because that was their ideology, like death before dishonor, essentially. And today, Iran is similar in the sense that they will fight down to the very last person because it is an Islamic theocracy. It is a regime. And the IRGC, which is the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, will fight to the very last one because they believe in martyrdom for their country, for their cause, for their ideology. They will continue to fight. So Lindsey Graham is advocating for a mission that mirrors Iwo Jima in World War II. A mission that 6,800 troops died in. Why is this what you would advocate for? Why is this what you would go on TV and try to advocate for unless you were quite literally Holden Bloodfeast? This is just Holden Bloodfeast. I've told you guys a lot on this channel that the invasion of Iran would be so incredibly hard. It would be nearly impossible to do without thousands of U.S. troops dying, getting bombed. Iran is very cleanly surrounded by mountains, And there's like one singular pathway you can use to get in, which leaves it very predictable on how people would get in. Actually, we've talked about it a lot on this show, but let's look. Let's look at the actual map of Iran. You can see right here, you've got the Western Zagros Mountains and the Alborz Mountains, essentially all around the coast. This is another map. You can see the mountainous territory in red, very, very hard to invade in a boots-on-the-ground mission unless you have maybe a narrow pathway here. There's a narrow pathway here. Look at another map. This is a really good 3D map of the country of Iran that just shows how hard a boots-on-the-ground invasion would be. Nearly impossible without deaths, but Lindsey Graham is out there advocating for it almost every single day. Okay, this is Holden Bloodfeast. Okay, last time I'll show him. Let's go back to Lindsey Graham. This is a clip that's going incredibly viral. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate us exposing the neocon boomers. Not all boomers, but the neocon boomers who are pushing for more regime change, more war, more debt, putting my generation in debt, just to be honest, putting every generation in debt. But as it compounds and accumulates, it will rack up to such an extent where we could see a collapse in my generation's future. We are paying $1 trillion per year just on the interest of our debt, just on the interest. That's bigger than our military, more than our healthcare, more than all of it. Let's take a look at this clip. I'll play it uninterrupted.
It's been obliterated, and they're running out of money. So here's what I tell President Trump. Keep it up for a few more weeks. Take Karg Island, where all of the resources they have to produce oil, control that island, let this regime die on a vine.
Is this going to, though, take Karg Island? Is it going to involve U.S. troops on the ground? Let me just read you something from the Atlantic. Does an assessment on that. They say U.S. troops may well take Karg Island. We believe their ability to do so, but only to endure ballistic missile strikes, drone attacks, petrochemical smoke, all without a reliable means of obtaining logistical support. The result could be a grinding war of attrition. They talk about how far away they would be from resupply.
I'm sort of tired of all this armchair quarterback, and this has been an amazing military operation. God bless the fallen.
But it's a difference when we talk about troops on the ground.
I trust the Marines, not that guy. Mm-hmm. I trust DOD. We got two Marine expeditionary units sailing to this island. We did Iwo Jima. We can do this. The Marines, my money is always on the Marines. I don't know if you take the island or you blockade the island, but I know this. The day we control that island, this regime, this terrorist regime, has been weakened. It will die on a vine. And here's what I want to do. I want to get with Chris. I want to sprint to peace. As the war winds down, I want peace to ramp up. The reason we don't have Saudi Arabia and Israel making peace is October the 7th, 2023. Iran, through Hamas, attacked Israel, stopping normalization.
You know what's happening right now? The world is becoming more dangerous on a daily basis because people like Lindsey Graham are advocating for wars that then result in global backfires in the oil supply. Now, Trump is lifting sanctions off of Russia, lifting sanctions off of Iranian oil, giving them billions more dollars to play around with and invest in, guess what, more terrorism or more threats against the United States. What we've done is just started a war that will continue to be what I call like a perpetual treadmill of a war. Not endless in the sense that we'll always be their boots on the ground, but now every 9 months we're going to be striking them, claiming that we took out their military capacity like we did 9 months ago, like we did 1 month ago, like we're doing every single day. And Lindsey Graham is every single day on TV basically saying,
up to our allies, step up, get our air bases out of Spain. They're not reliable. Move all those airplanes to a country that would let us use them when we're threatened by a regime like Iran. To our friends in Spain, man, you have lost your way. I don't want to do business with you anymore. I want our air bases out of Spain into a country that will let us use them. To our Arab friends, I've tried to help you construct a new Mideast. You need to up your game here. I can't go to South Carolina and say we're fighting and you won't publicly fight. What you're doing behind the scenes, that has to stop. The double dealing of the Arab world when it comes to this stuff needs to end. I go back to South Carolina. I'm asking them to send their sons and daughters over to the Mideast. What I want you to do in the Mideast are...
Yeah, that's exactly the point we're making, and he just admitted it on Fox News. You could rewind Fox News to 2005 when we were doing our initial invasions in the Middle East, 2004 or so, and you would see people talking in the same way. You'd probably see Lindsey Graham speaking in the same way. He literally just said on Fox News, I'm asking people to send their sons and daughters. He says, I'm going back to South Carolina to ask people to send their sons and daughters to war. You know how many times that's going to be repeated in ads?
Arab world, when it comes to this stuff, needs to end. I go back to South Carolina. I'm asking them to send their sons and daughters over to the Mideast.
Wow, what an amazing electoral strategy, asking people to send their sons and daughters overseas to do an invasion that's quite literally impossible, and then admitting on live TV that that you actually care about Israel more.
To all the anti-Semites, to all the isolationists, I don't believe... Forget it. I'm not with you. I'm with Israel. I will be with Israel to our dying day.
Well, we know this, Lindsey Graham. We know that you're with Israel every single day, more than the United States, and that's sort of a problem. We can have allies. We can have allies like Israel. We can't give them unconditional aid, and we have to make sure they stop the effing settlements in the West Bank, stop the starvation of the people in Gaza, the ethnic cleansing, and the genocide of the people in Gaza. But at the end of the day, we can't just be unconditionally loving allies because we have some weird obsession with them. That is where it's got to stop. So throughout this video, Lindsey Graham, I've showed you just three clips of him over the past few weeks. Three clips of him since this war started. He admits he's asking people to send their sons and daughters to the Middle East. He admits he's more with Israel. And then he admits that this might be like Iwo Jima. Quote, we did Iwo Jima, we can do this. The problem is 6,800 people died. Maybe that's not the comparison you want to make, Lindsey Graham. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.